Wednesday, October 11th, 2023, 5:20 a.m. Okay, so I woke up at 1:30. I got out of bed at 2 because I was trying to get back to sleep. I had a lot to do today. Besides the usual chores, today's Wednesday, so we're going grocery shopping in the afternoon. Afterwards, at 7, which is getting close to my bedtime, there's the Northern California Artists meeting down in Gibbons Drive, and the juror for the Bold Expression show, which I'm a part of, is going to have a talk about how she made her decisions on the show. So I want to catch that just to get insight on what she's saying. And I'm here with Pia the Talking Dog, of course, right? Where else are you going to be but with me, huh? Where else are you going to be with me? I woke her up just a bit ago. She was out like a light over there. And I was going to turn on my compressor and stuff because I'm working on my sister's painting of her cat, Santiago. And actually, I'm working on let me see what I got here. What is that? Oh, that's dog fuzz. Dog fuzz on the bottom of the frame. I'm working on framing it, and I was going to turn the compressor on so I could tack some little strips of wood behind there to hold the painting in the frame. These really light gauge brads. I don't know. I forgot what they're called, but they're almost like really. It's even thinner than a needle, you know? It's really light gauge stuff. I don't know. Hold on. Let me find out. Yeah, okay, yeah. So it's a 23-gauge pin, little anodized steel pin of some sort. And, they're very lightweight. If you need to, you can just pull them. If you connect two pieces of wood together, you can easily pull it apart without damaging the wood. It's that thin. But it actually holds stuff in, which is nice. So I was going to turn the compressor on, but I didn't want to turn it on with a dog sleeping because it would really shock her. So I sanded down the upper right-hand corner of the big panel, Man Control of the Universe, and I went ahead and painted over it yesterday. Then came back and painted over it some more just to get some thick paint on there. Because I'm going to sand it down again. But you know what? After getting rid of those hills and the crap that I was going to do, it's a little cleaner. I've got an ocean back there which with a sky which goes into the space, which goes into space and the sun and deep space after that. There's things I could put on the ocean or... I was thinking maybe do an invading army or armed force, not army, but invading armed force coming over the horizon. Could do that. In the foreground, I have the tidal wave of history. That's what I'll call it. But I hope that works pretty good. And way in the back over there on the far upper right-hand corner, I have the atomic bomb explosion. I left that without sanding on it or anything, so we'll see if I can work that in, keep it in there. I probably will, because it's such a small character, and it's it holds that corner pretty well. So I'll probably leave it there. Let's see. What else am I doing here? Yeah, so the kitty corner, the lower left-hand corner, I'm still trying to figure out what to do with that. I got a cliff there. A chasm created. I should have stuff falling into it, I think, is what I should do. I was going to have a bunch of people running off that, but maybe not. It's just, I don't know. Yeah. The idea of freedom, safety, and truth that I put down there. for the sake of safety, I give you my soul, was the previous thought. So anyway, so I still have a lot to do on this. Been pretty close to finishing it, though, I think. I got to be at least two-thirds of the way through, I think. And I've been working on it for a couple of years here. Anyway, so yeah, let me turn this compressor on since the dog's awake and get some work done. So I'll talk to you a bit. 6:20 a.m. Okay. So be going for a walk here in about 20 minutes or so with the dog. Actually, I'm taking her for a walk. She thinks she's taking me for a walk. Actually, the truth be told, I'm just there as a restriction. You know, I'm not walking with her. She's on her walk. It's all about her when we're on the walk. Anyway, I'm not getting the exercise off of it, just her. And she's not even caring about the exercise. She just wants to go out there and sniff stuff and poop on the ground and pee on the ground in various places. And then if she knows, she's really good about being on the leash, though. So she knows that she's on the leash, so she doesn't try to chase cats or little animals or anything like that, huh? You just don't want to do that when you're on the leash because you know you're not going to get to. So, here. How come every time I point this at you, you get quiet? Huh? Boy, look at that. How quiet she can be. There she goes. I knew she couldn't do it for very long. Okay. Anyway, so I am finished with my sister's painting, framing it, and everything. Oh, and it didn't look bad. It's, you know, I don't like doing something for somebody because I don't really treat it the same as I would treat the stuff that I do for myself. I didn't want to, you know, when I painted, made the painting, I wanted to make a representation. She wanted a memory of him. So I thought, okay, make him a representation. So I had this video I have on YouTube of him when I went to feed him one of these times when she was gone on one of her vacations. I used to have to go there every day and feed the cat and clean his litter pan. And so I took some videos of him and I posted them on YouTube so she can go and look at him and stuff while she was gone. So I used one of those images for the painting. And and then I had the idea, okay, this video is on YouTube probably for almost forever. Well, long after I'm gone, it'll probably still be up. So I went ahead and made, the QR code, and I got that glued to the front of the frame, and I hope she doesn't complain about that. But anyway, so if anybody wants to, they can, you know, scan it with their phone and see the video and get a better idea who Santiago was. And yeah, we were very saddened when he, this was about a year ago. Maybe a little bit more than a year ago, but somewhere roughly a year ago, the sister texted me and said that she had to put him down, and that just really bummed me and Margaret out. So Margaret, it really bummed me out, so it bummed out Margaret and me. Yeah. I'm bummed. Me bummed. Okay, Margaret and I. Whatever. So, it's nice at least to get, you know, I said, yeah, I'd like to do a painting of him and stuff, but I've got so many other things to make paintings of. We got animals galore here that I could make paintings of because I like them. I think I've mentioned this before, like I'm the kiss of death. If I like an animal, it's going to die. I liked our bunny, you know. When Margaret first got rabbits, the first rabbit she ever got. I forgot where we got him from, but you know, nice little bunny, Mr. Rabbit, and yeah, we had him. And then she brought a dog into the yard because she found it late at night, and we were going to try to find its owners and stuff. And the doc, the vet, said that yeah, the bunny died of something that she could have caught from, he could have caught from flies landing on dog poop, you know, and picked up that infection or whatever it was that way. So it kind of bummed Margaret out that the rabbit died possibly because of, well, she was convinced that it was because she had the dog in the yard, but possibly because the dog was in the yard. But yeah, so the bunny died, and I was like, huh, that bummed me out. Then I started noticing a pattern when I really like start to like, you know, because we got cats here, and I don't like all the cats. There's some of the cats that I really like, and I can't say that's a kiss of death, because there's other cats. Yeah, there's cats that I had that we had that I really liked, and they didn't die. But yeah, I really like Santiago, but Margaret, oh, not Margaret, my sister Monica had to put him down, and because he was in pain apparently and couldn't breathe really well. So anyway, yeah, there was other rabbits too, you know, but the rabbits, yeah, it doesn't take much for them to die. If they get sick really bad, it's really difficult to bring them back, even if you get them to the vet right away and they pump them full of antibiotics or whatever they need to pump into them. It's like, yeah, it's, you know, they're just gonna go, because they've got, that's why they're prey animals, because they make so many of themselves, and yeah, it's. Morning, what are you doing here? Throwing stuff up. It's still gonna hang with her for at least a couple of days. Talking about my wife's sister-in-law, her brother's widow. I mentioned that she was in Israel when the war broke out, and so we said, hey, you really got to get out of there. So she and a bunch of the other people in her group, not all of them apparently, a bunch of other people in the group got together, and they got a bus going to Jordan. And once they got across the border in Jordan, the Jordanese would not let the bus continue, so they had to get into seven different cabs, I think she said, and to get to the rest of the airport. No, they had to get into seven different cabs to go 2 miles to get to another bus that would take them to the airport. And so apparently they flew out right away, because shortly after that, at least within a day, she was in the States. So she's fine. Ah, the dog's saying, we're going for a walk, aren't we? Yeah, we're going for a walk. We're going for a walk. We're going for a walk. Okay. You're staring at me. No? Okay. Anyway, so yeah, let me get going here, and I forget what I was talking about anyway. So talk to you later. 7:48 a.m. Okay, so it was kind of rainy out there overnight, I guess, because everything was pretty wet. So I'm not going to water. I don't need to brush the dog. I brushed her yesterday, and I mean, I hardly get any fur off of her right now. So spring into summer, I was pulling a lot of hair off of her. So she doesn't need a brush every day. I just do it every other day now. So I'm going to work in here, and I'm going to take a picture of the framed Santiago painting, so I can put it on my website. And let's see what else. So we'll just do it that way. Okay. 8:12 a.m. Okay, so I'm going to call it a wrap on this posting. And I've got a lot of stuff to do today. So have a good one.